Blog Talk Radio.
Along with that, we're going to have your man, Ross Spotted, the one and only, Fred, the Godfather. from the building, man. VA Stand Up, Worldwide Stand Up. We're going to be live from the building with us on Lux Radio Online. And chances are we might have Cinderella and a couple other people come through. But tomorrow on E2K on the spot, we're going to have Cuban Link and a celebrity chef. Who knows? We might get, you know what I'm saying, some food or something like that. I don't know. You might want to stop through the team studios and get your vital. You know what I mean? Also, I definitely want to, you know what I'm saying, send a tribute to all those people in the remembrance of September 11th. It is going down September 11th tomorrow. So I want to salute all of those who lost a loved one out there, to all my fallen soldiers, all my soldiers in Iraq. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to our sponsor team studios. Shout out to E2K on the spot. And everybody that definitely rocks with Lush Baby Online. So, in a second, we're going to have your boy Cuff Castro coming in the building with us. You know what I mean? You know who's get the fuck out of here Friday. Google's going to be live in the building with us. You're going to see him face to face. You know what I'm saying? Coming straight out of Jersey for us. You know what I'm saying? So, he's going to be in here. And, you know, I got to say something, get the fuck out of here. Off the top, off the strength. Because I'm tight. Yo, Greyhound, y'all need to get the fuck out of here. Word up. You know why? Because I was sitting on Greyhound. I'm supposed to be in New York at like 3 some. This cat, he come here late already. He gonna go to pick up some other cats. He goes to buy coffee. I get this off day to come. This motherfucker gets back on the freaking bus, driving like he's driving his daisy, way below the speed limit, son. And then he starts on the side of the road. We ain't even hit the Jersey Turnpike yet, my dude. And he starts on the side. I need you to bathroom. I just don't understand. But then after that, my dude said this thing and stopped writing in the book, checking in his bag. Like, he don't got nowhere to go. I said, yo, when I fucked the back side of that dude, yo. Right now, get the fuck out of here. And your name is Jay Johnson. I got your name, okay? And you need to get the fuck out of here, Jay Johnson. Salute to all y'all. Get the fuck out of here. Driving, retarded driving ass. People on Greyhound. Holla at your girl. But we're going to get the fuck out of here. We got a new joint from your man, Eddie L. Ness. Eddie L. Ness, he's going, it's going to be coming later on a Hot or Not, you know, and we got new music. And, you know what I'm saying, the first couple of callers that call in into the show will receive a free CD from your boy, Cuff Castro. You know what I'm saying? I'm mailing this stuff to you directly, or you can come to the studio and pick it up. I am giving you a CD, a free CD of Cuff Castro's new jump off. It's called Cut to the Chase, man. Stop talking all that elaborate, man. Just straight cut to the chase. So check it out, your man Cuff Castro. He's going to be live in the building, man. And make sure you follow him on Twitter. Cuff Castro, follow me on Twitter. We got Rose live in the building. My girl always holds me down, and my girl Emma E2K. So we're going to bring Cuff Castro in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring Cuff Castro in the building. He's going to come rock out with us. You know what I'm saying? How y'all doing out there in Lux World? How y'all doing out there in Lux World? I love y'all. Definitely. You know, I mean, it's been a stressful day for me. You know what I mean? Running all around. Because I definitely got my, get my bottle of Moscato, and we're going to definitely crack that open. You know what I'm saying? In a few, we're going to crack that open, the bottle of Moscato and everything like that. So, you know, and I'm telling you, man, people that got their promo together, man, get your promo together. I mean, you had Cuff Castro got his own videographers coming in here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your man came, like, straight early before his interview. Like, I'm talking about promptness, man. Or does this be prompt when you ask to come and do an interview, my G? Like, come on. So I'm loving this dude. He calls and supports the show. So we have the pleasure to have Cuff Castro live in the building on Lux Radio Online at Team Studios. Cuff Castro, have a seat with me right here, man. Get close to me, you pretty teeth.
Thank you.
You know, we live in the
building.
What's up with you, my dude?
Feeling good, man. It's about time I made it here. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, it's an honor having you here. You know, I mean, this is one artist right here that's been grinding, you know what I mean? He He's been grinding in the streets. He's been grinding on the internet. He shows Lush Radio mad love. And, you know, and we appreciate him, man. He's definitely doing his thing, man. So, I mean, Cut, man, tell everybody what you representing. What borough are you representing, my dude?
First of all, I'm representing Boogie Down Bronx.
Hey, throw your ass up.
Yeah, I can do that. I represent Northside, I-95, WC, Park City, on the interstate, can't miss it. Got to stroll through every time you see it.
That's what's up, that's what's up. So, Cut, man, what, you know, inspired you to get into the music industry, Cut?
Honestly, first I started writing poetry for girls.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Am I going to get some after this interview?
Yeah, of course.
You know, I'm going to get some
right now. I was waiting for you to ask me. I got for you and just only you.
Oh, okay. I think Rose might want some too. Rose, you want some?
Rose, kick me out, bro. Bro, man. I can't feel Rose. She kicked me out.
What?
Man, I'm holding my head down. You know? I got one for Rose, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So you did the poetry and everything, and then what actually makes you say, you know, this is what I want to do, I'm going to go full speed ahead with it?
Well, the girls started liking the poetry. Then I felt like I could write just rhymes about my life and my experiences. Then I got into a group, and once the group was, like, so big, I realized that I could make music.
Mm-hmm.
And the group kind of, like, separated, and then I just went on my own and just kept continuing. It got better as I got older. That's what made me want to get into it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, what do you feel like, you know, you as an independent artist, man, what do you feel of some of the adversities as you, as you know, coming into this industry, some of the adversities you feel you face, man?
The first is just keep that lie. You got to see who's real and who's not. You got to decipher the code, which one's real and what's not. And also, you got to get people to like you. That's even hard itself because once they feel like they're accessible and close, they can touch you, they can criticize you, same power. And like, no, you shouldn't do this, you should do it like that. But once you become or get over those adversities, you become your own artist, you like what you do, you can force people to like what you do, basically, and they'll like it from here on out.
That's what's up. So tell us what's new with Cut Cash. So, you know, sorry,
everybody,
you know what I'm saying? Cut to the chase.
Yes.
We live in the building.
Yes.
You know what I'm
saying? Yes.
Anybody that calls in, you know, we got a couple of copies left, you know what I'm saying? The first five that called in, you get a copy, man. Live in the building.
Yeah.
Stop talking. Cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Tell us about this, man. Tell us about this, man.
Cut to the chase. That's my baby right there. It basically took less than a year to do. And I just talked about basically my whole life experiences into song. That's why it's called Cut to the Chase. Because I can't have an instrument with everybody one-on-one. You get to see who I am through the album. That's why. Straight Cut to Chase. Just the food. Cut Cash Show.
That's what it is. And, I mean, you're looking real serious on that.
Yeah.
Tell us about the photo shoot. You know what I'm saying? And everything before you did this whole movement. Like.
The photo shoot is talking about my man friends. That's what I call him. The excellent photographer. There's a lot of things. And I picked that photo because it was just, you know, more than me to meet the eye. So
I understand.
I'm a happy go lucky person, but at the same time, got other moves as well. So.
Okay, that's what's up. And the other thing I wanted to ask you was, Cut, like, if you could work with anybody in the industry, dead or alive, who would it be?
Dead or alive? I've never asked you that question before.
Oh, I feel excited.
Yeah, nobody ever asked me that. Oh, man, I'm not big on the people that's out right now. I like underground artists, so.
So who are some of the underground artists that you like?
I like this dude, Frank Rams. I like him. I like the duo, of course. Love them. That's my man, Score. I like him as well. That's about it. So far. He's just doing their thing. I like them. So I'm like, I know them, so I'm going to continue to work with them. You know, because they're hungry. I like that hungry. Most people in the industry now is hungry because they got their money. It's just like rapid days ago and like having people call my people and like calling this. So, but people that's only you on the same area get stuff done a lot much quicker and faster. So I like underground artists a lot.
Okay. So let's talk about behind the scenes of business in general.
Yeah.
What do you think are some of the things that the industry nowadays is lacking?
I think what they're lacking is actually, I remember back in the day, A&R used to go to people's hoods. to actually see and hear who's hot. Now it's like, not that it's a problem, they feel like most people, I'm not hating on anybody, but most people themselves, everybody knows each other, so everybody's family. So it may seem like they got a big support group, but that's like, damn, they're half their family, so they just sign up whatever they feel is popular. And the artist could be horrible, just bubblegum rapping, whatever the case may be. But they're not sounding like real talent. People that have the whole package that can perform, make songs, and do whatever, articulate their words when it comes to the interview. I think they're not like sounding like the whole package. They're looking for the quick dollar.
So since you touched base on that, what separates you from all these other artists that so, quote-unquote, say that they're artists, you know what I'm saying? What separates you from everybody else?
Well, hopefully, if you hear Cuts of Exchange, you can hear that. And what separates me is that when you come to my show, I make sure that you get your money's worth all the time. But I put on a great show, and I make sure my interview's hot like right now. And as well as when you hear my music, like, you can go up in the car anywhere. Makes you feel good. So I think that separates me regardless. Like, I sound like me. I don't sound like anybody else. So I create my own sound.
But you know what, people that's listening out there in Lush World, in Lush Radio, online world, Cut is not just, you know what I mean, artist that, you know how a lot of artists are like, I'm not hot, you know what I'm saying, son? He never came to me like that.
Nah.
You know, Cut was very humble, and he was like, look, Lush, you know, check out my stuff. You know, I appreciate when an artist is humble. But when you're not humble, you know, I'm going to throw you in the trash, straight up. He's in the trash.
Yeah, man. You can't have an ego trying to come out. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Can't have no ego. Don't have no ego at all.
You're humble. Everybody messes with you. Everybody.
Definitely. No egos in this game. Tell us something, besides a Cut to the Chase, are there any other projects, music videos? I heard you doing a documentary.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
My man MP Near You, man, he's like the best person. You can look him up on YouTube. All his work. Like, when I seen his video, I seen exactly what he was trying to do. So, and I wanted to be a part of it. So, as far as when you get the album, after the album, you see the documentary, like my groundwork, and not just that, just me on a daily basis, who I am as a person. Some people get a misconception who, like artists are, so I want people to know who I am. Documentary will capture all of that.
Yeah, and ladies, just to let y'all know, if you're watching on the Ustream world,
yeah,
Cut Cash Show. If you're not watching on Ustream world and you're just listening to Blog Talk, Cut Cash Show is cute. He's scrumptious. He's so scrumptious. I want to eat him up. Yo, he's definitely doing his thing. Also, Cut, what are some of the things that you're doing, you know, in the community to give back?
Good question. I think 2 weeks ago, I went to a nursing room, and it was kind of sad, you know, because most of them, you know, parents don't come to EIR, and like, they feel like they left from society alone. So I went there with my homegirl, Nisha, and gave me some type of encouragement. Just talk. I didn't talk, but I was there to support you.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a, you know, handshake or how you doing, you know, and check in and stuff like that. Get back.
That's
and I get my music out for free, certain people, so you can feel good about it.
I'm saying, if you call in right now, you get a copy, I'm going to send it to you, or you're going to the studio.
Yeah.
Because I really don't feel like paying for that postage, so you can just come to the studio and come get that. Girl, get the fuck out of here.
Right there already, man. You know how else I would have called, like, yo, let me tell you.
We want to get our get the fuck out of here in a few, man.
Yeah.
Because Steph want to tell him get the fuck out of here before he, jump out and leave us later on in the show.
Yeah.
But, and you got to tag the wall because we got this thing, right? If you look on that wall over there, right? Tag everybody that comes through, they tag the wall. You know, we got a phone. You got to tag the wall. Every time you come, got to tag the wall.
Yeah.
So you got to tag the wall when you're done. But, the whole squad, you know what I'm saying? Squad up.
Yeah.
But the other thing I want to ask you is, like, you know, when it comes to, you know, some of these janky promoters and these janky people that say they about business and they come to you and they say they want to do management and this, that, and the third. Speak on that, because there's a lot of scoundrels out here talking about they doing business.
Well, the first thing I do when somebody comes to me and say, such and such, whoever the hell they, you know, Jay-Z, blah, 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 I ask them for their name. I ask them, what's their name and what they go by? You Google it. Then you see who the hell they are. It was like, there's so much information that will expose anybody. So you can't hide from the truth. If you say who you are, they'll have it in your info in your bio.
Yeah, and that's the truth. And I'm tired of all y'all artists out there talking about Google me, and I only see one MySpace page. Get your SEO and optimization up, okay?
Yeah.
What's 2.0 pimping? If you don't know, ask somebody. Ask me. And it comes to dollars. Holla at your girl. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. They're not
going to
win that argument.
They're not going to win with me. I don't like people to argue with me because I will stop them to the ground.
Yeah.
You know?
It's about you talking to somebody. Like, stomp them to the ground.
I would definitely stomp them
to
the
ground.
No hands. Just stomp them to the ground. Definitely.
Long as I got people. I'm all right. I'm in your table.
So my other question for you, Cut, is this is a question.
Okay.
If you were not doing music, what would you be doing right now?
Well, I'm in school. Well, I just graduated from college. And I'm going to the 4 year. I'll be doing social work because it's always about the message, man.
Yo, Rose, he said he's going to school. I think we need to give him some claps. I think we need to give him some. He's going to school.
Always about
the message. I love education.
It's not the message to the music. It's the message to social work. Battling it, doing drugs. Like the kids, you know, you gotta help someone.
You got the patience for that, Cut?
Yeah, I got a whole lot of patience.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like you even more, Cut.
That's better.
Can I touch you?
Yeah.
I love Cut Castro. He's definitely humble and definitely a good artist and stuff. Are you working on any collabs with any people out here or any people that you would like to do, like future wise or something like that?
My man, Love Jones, and Frank Rand, and Joe Man Store. The only people, just underground artists, man. Any other underground artists want to attract me? I do it. I don't got no ego. Let's just do it, get it done. Like, it's strength in numbers, so let's just make it happen.
That's what's up. And you know, it is Father Fridays, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Twitter will definitely be on popping. Tell everybody your Twitter, how they can get at you, website, Facebook, all that jazz, so they can definitely connect with you, Cut.
Twitter is Cut Castro. If you don't like to spell Cut Castro, let me do it for you. CUTCASTRO. I repeat, CUTCASTRO. Facebook, Cut Castro. CUTCASTRO. Twitter, Cut Castro.
Somebody asked me Friday before I was there. They was like, yo, where did you get the name Cut Castro from? Where is that from?
Cut Castro.
You in the streets? You a gangster?
Here's Cut Castro. You might like me even more than that.
Okay, all right. Ooh, you're about to get deep.
Yeah, I'm about to get real deep. Cut Castro came from Double C, which is called C, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of hair. And they told me she cut it, and that was just the name. But I took it as Cut as being sharp in terms of appearance and thinking.
Uh-huh.
So I named it Cut.
Uh-huh.
And Castro came from, I believe, in dictatorship in terms of my music.
Uh-huh.
And I talk, you listen, I demand your attention, whether it's on the radio, interview, or just in person. So I named it Cut.
Yo, did you hear how he got sexy yet? I ain't never heard nobody got sexy their name like that. Huh? Where did you get it? I love Cut Castro, man.
Yeah.
We definitely live in the building. If you're just listening right now, we got your boy Cut Castro live at Team Studios with us. You know what I'm saying? And he's definitely doing his thing.
Yeah.
We want to see if we got any callers live on the line on Left Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to go to a quick commercial in a second, and we're going to come right back with Cut Castro. And, you know, in the meantime, I'm going to let him go ahead and tag the ball in a second. You know, and hopefully somebody will throw me a walker. Hopefully the marker don't hit me in my eyeball, you know, but, you know, and we can go ahead and tag the ball in a second. But we're going to go ahead and, you know, we got to pay the bills. Team Studios, you already know what it is. We got to go to that quick commercial. And we're going to We'll be right back.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got room to rent. Room to rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the
Wrong. Yeah, 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 we're back in the building with your man Cut Castro.
Yeah.
He just was tagging the wall.
Yeah.
You know, every time we in Lux Studio, we tag the wall.
Yeah.
Tag the wall.
Yeah.
So how did you feel when you tagged the wall?
All right, baby.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do it like that.
All
But before that, you already know what it is, man. You gotta tell me why they can get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. First of all, let me tell you, I'm not gonna say his name, but get the fuck out of here to this artist, man. This man, like, tried to me hard.
He tried to know you all,
OD hard. That's not even funny. But he was on some, yo. Yeah, I posted the ego, so it was my fault.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I don't know, I like you.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, he was like, yo, your joint sound mediocre. I'm like, all right, cool. My whole thing is, like, my music may sound whatever it may be. Even if you feel about it, but emotion makes you like me even more in my grind. So while you at home watching me right now about your music being so hot, I'm going to do my thing.
Doing
so you can get the fuck out of here because you can learn about a lot of shit. You know, you was in Atlanta. You was never there.
Stop lying, son.
You was up in the cookout. You was never in Atlanta.
Get the fuck out of here, compulsive liars.
Yeah.
I know you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
You sitting at home, don't got no pocket attention. You live with your mother. You don't got no job.
Thanks
you broke. Get the fuck out of here.
On Facebook looking for girls.
Yeah.
And boy, I don't bash you at all.
www.geousmusic.com. Check it out. So you support and definitely tune in to Less Radio Online with Less, M-E-E-2-K, C-T-Guru. You know, support indie music.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I love Genius, man. He's just my little snuggle bunny. He's a genius, you know. I love Genius. Definitely support him and what he got going on and stuff. Genius, stay on the line. Hey, Genius, you better get the fuck out of here. Who you
trying to
get the fuck out of here right now? Who you angry at?
Oh, man, all the fake-ass people that's out there, man, get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah, man.
That's what's up. We live in the building on Lux Radio Online. We're going to go to a quick song. We're going to have your boy, Friend of Godson, live in the building with us in a few and stuff. Cut Castro, any final words to the people before we go into... Not Afraid by Eminem. Go ahead and, you know, give
them
some final words, man.
Thank everybody for the support. I appreciate everything. Shout out to my mother, my four brothers, raised at Ace. My brother, Julius, Ed, MP, Romano, Santiago, Eve from Allerton, my man Craig, my man Rev, everybody that's called me, Lush, Rose, E2K, whoever. Like, thanks for everything. I appreciate everything, like, seriously.
That's
a lot for me.
That's what's up. And we appreciate you and we love you. And, you know, Lush Radio Online, Team Studios is your home. You know you already know you're welcome here whenever you feel like.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know? And you know we got the studio right over here on that side. You know what I'm saying? You can get it in the studio. And so after the year, you know, you got, if the engineer's over there today, you got to go in and get out the box then. Go get out the box then for us, you know what I'm saying? Over there in the studio. And we just definitely want to say that it was an honor and a pleasure to have you here live in the building with us. And we love you to death. So come back again.
I will come back, man.
But come and just stay, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I come every Friday,
I mean, if you want to come every Friday, not every Friday, come on the Friday that I'm here live on broadcast.
And
so, yeah, you know, I'm like, come through, son. You know? That's what's up, Pat Castro. So we're going to go into Eminem, Not Afraid, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. And, you know, we're going to talk more. And I still got some get the fuck out of here for some people. And we're going to also touch base on the situation about the minister down in Florida that want to go around burning Quran, knowing damn well we still got soldiers. Shout out to all my soldiers out there. Salute. You know, still in that Iraq. And he want to do some kind of, you know, craziness. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to try to call in and give y'all thoughts about that. I mean, and then we got all these fires, these forest fires. We have one in California. What's up with these fires, sir?
Setting them off,
man. I'm saying, is it judgment day? What's going down, sir? Is it in the wild?
Yeah.
Is it written in the books? Let's talk about it. You know what I mean? So we're going to go on to this song, Eminem.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them. But you won't take the thing out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'ma let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'ma do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. The world feed it beans. It's gassed up. If it thinks it's stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, I'm tired of bleeding. All the fools look down on me. I'm tearing down your balcony. No way fans are bust. I'm trying to ask him why. How can he? From infinite town to the last relapse album, he still. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him, whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas, his gift is a curse, forget the earth, he's got the earth to pull it from the dirt, and fuck the whole universe,
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid, just take a stand.
I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But that's your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran the accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, quick, clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up, get back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons, these more. They're doing jumping jacks now.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand. Everybody. Whatever weather, show the warmth. Let me know that you're not alone.
way. So starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage. Get clean, I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you, I've been through the ringer, but they can do little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more beef blingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father, so I solemnly swear to always treat this room like my daughter. And raise it. You couldn't lift a single single on it. But the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
And tell us, you know what I'm saying, what you think about the issue about the gentleman that we have out there. You know, shout out to Chill. He live in the building with us. Definitely holding us down. Definitely, like I said, call in and tell us your opinion on how you feel about that. Cut Castro, how you feel about that? Since Cut Castro is still in the building, how you feel about that, Cut?
Bullshit, man.
I mean, does that make sense?
Nah, I think it's a contradiction.
It's a contradiction?
Yeah.
He said he's a reverend.
Fucked up, man. This world's fucked up. That's all I can say, man.
Man, I would have just need to get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here Friday. Did you know that? And you know what? Live in the building, we also have Cut Castro's videographer. Why don't you have a seat right here, gentlemen, real quick? I know you're used to being behind the scenes,
yeah.
But you're live on Lush Radio, I can do whatever I want to do.
Well, man, right there.
So sit down here real quick, okay. And real quick, give us a quick synopsis of what you do, and also give everybody your contact information. Nation, just in case they want to do a music video or they want to do a documentary or a commercial. And what are you shooting with? You shooting with a Canon HD over there?
Yeah, this is H-340 right here. I got a lens. I might get another lens in a couple of weeks.
Okay. But talk to him, man. Tell him what's good.
I don't got too much of mic swag. I just, you know. This is me at all times. I'm just about this time all the time. Whether I'm drunk, high, whatever.
Wow, he's just going in.
Now, real quick, this is you know, you can check out my information. I'm on Twitter. That's MP_near you, like motion picture near you. You can see, you can Facebook search me, Felix Williams. And I might come backwards with what you said.
Hey, but you know, it's all good, man.
So, yeah, real quick, and, you know, just I do videos. I'm actually a producer first.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, how me and Cut met back in the day.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, this right here, you know, the money came faster with this one than the beat, so I just started doing this, and I've been getting a lot of love lately, and I appreciate it, and I want y'all to really, like, keep it up.
That's what's up. I can't wait. Maybe we might have to, you know, holler at you about doing the Lush Radio commercial or something, you know what I mean? You know, maybe you got to come visit us a couple of more times, man.
Anytime.
You know, since Cut want to come here, you know, when he feel like it. But like I said, man, how do you feel about this gentleman and everything in regards to,
running the commercial?
Yeah, running the commercial. Like, what's your feedback on the situation?
I feel like it's not going to help any situation that's happening right now. You know, what's going to happen is it's going to get worse from here. You know, we don't want to burn the garage. We think that, you know, first of all, this wasn't like, you know, type of thing where it's about religion. You know, I mean, you might get too deep into it right now.
Yeah. you're not getting too deep into it. Come on and tell them, man.
No, I think it's bullshit. I don't fuck with politics, period. I got my own way of thinking, so, you know. I'm stuck the same way, and I don't want to take too much. I don't know who this is.
They might turn us down. They're looking at us like this.
They on camera here. That's good.
Do you know?
Next thing you know, we shut down.
But they come right here, son. The government's coming for us. Yo, get the fuck out of here. Oh, who do you want to tell to get the fuck out of here? Come on, tell them. Let them know.
I'm gonna do like Cut do, not say any names. You know what the fuck you are. Because you know what it is? I hate when they be like, oh, you know, they'll see me and be like, oh, what's up? How you doing? They don't really fuck with me. They don't support anything that I do. So it's like, I know who you are. I can see right through you. And then real recognize real is a real ass saying. You can see right through you. People like, you know? So
that's what I thought right there.
So get the fuck out of here. Whoever they fuck with me, whoever thinks that I'm just some Spanish looking dude. I'm black. Alright, and pretty much it.
That's what's up. You know, we gotta get the quick photo out and everything. You know. Peace, you know what I'm saying? Live in the building. You already know what it is, I see you. Yeah. But we're gonna check, we still got Kenyans live on the line with us. Hey, Keys, I want
to
know what
Keys
feels about that.
Keys,
what do you feel about that whole
Quran
burning situation,
man? Well, being a Muslim, I mean, you already know it. Dude's an idiot. Yeah, man.
I mean, you're a fellow soldier like me, so I know you feel the same way I do.
I think it's real stupid, you know what I'm saying? It's really no different than what, you know, King James did back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And to call yourself a man of the cross and do something like that is just ignorantly stupid, you know? That's pretty much it. I ain't going to speak on him too much to give him no type of shine. I just say that he's just ignorant, you know? And the people that's following that type of person got to be even stupider. You know what I'm saying? Because those are the things that create the issues that we deal with today. The face of America is not what it used to be. So the very people that we sit here and try to do these things to demoralize and demean are Americans. So that only creates a bigger issue. We'd never have peace as long as we had idiots like that.
Definitely, definitely. I think we're going to have Google coming live into the building with us. I know we got a song from Eddie L. Ness that's going to be playing on the Hot or Not, so people are going to give their feedback on how they feel about the song. He got one with Christine Eeyore, Talk, and then he has another song with, he has another song by himself called So Warm. We got a caller from the 347 live in the building. 347, what a do, baby?
What a do, baby? Yo, this is Cut Cash, your sister-in-law.
Wow!
Got
Castro's sister-in-law calling in live in the
building.
What up, though?
What up? I want to give a shout-out to my brother-in-law.
Oh, word? That's
yeah. I love you, brother-in-law.
That's what
Jaylee loves you. All right,
man. That's what's up. We appreciate you for calling in. What borough are you calling in from, baby?
I'm calling from the Bronx, baby.
That's what it is. That's what it is, babe. We appreciate you, man. Definitely, man. We appreciate everybody. Oh, real quick, babe, I want to ask you a question. How do you feel about the pastor, the reverend that wants to burn all those Qurans and everything on 9/11? How you feel about that, babe?
Sad. I feel bad for all the people that died.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Everybody feels sad about
rest in peace to all of them.
That's what's up, babe. That's what's up. Thanks for calling, babe. That's what it is.
You're welcome.
Got love in the building.
I tell him I love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. We got a 917 live in the building on Left Radio Online. 917, what it do, baby?
I just want to call to say to TD Bank, get the fuck out of here with their nonsense. Try to fucking decline my card. I'm trying to pay for pina colada to take it to the sexy lunch in the studio. They try to decline my shit, try to play me. Thank God that Carlos was there. Shout out to Carlos. And let me take my drink. But I just want to say to TD Bank, get the fuck out of here with your non-professional bullshit.
Yo, shout out to y'all, man. Get the fuck out of here. Why y'all causing my sister stress? Come on, now. She bringing me pina colada, dog. You heard?
Are you la pina colada? Get the fuck out of here. What I'm saying.
Elma, how do you feel about the whole Quran situation, man? How do you feel about that? You think you're going to keep going on with that situation or what?
I'm glad Obama stuck his size 13 up that nigga's ass. And now... made him change his fucking mind, and now he can't get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing that.
Yo, I love Emma. This is my sister. Emma, you want to give them an update on who's coming down Saturday on your show on E2K on the spot real quick?
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to have Cuban Links. We're going to have Cuban Links. We're going to have... Oh, my God. The celebrity chef, Luis Santiago, and his artist from representing Jersey, which is Laker. So, and we're going to have some surprise guests because we're promoting the Jay-Z and Eminem situation going down at the Yankee Stadium. So, you know how it is. So, you never know who might be dropping in, promoting that situation where we're going to be at. So, throw your diamonds up and throw your X's up. You already know.
That's what it is, man. We live in the building. Let's Ready Online. It's okay on the spot. You know how we do the whole squad. Shout out to TDI, Rose, Ebony, Natalia, Future Guru. He's on the way. And shout out to my Google, shout out to Jay out there, and Bank, Chill, Ed, the whole Team Studio squad. We're gonna go to a commercial, because you gotta pay the bills, and we're gonna have your boy, you know what I'm saying, live in the building for the Godson. So go ahead and roll that roll, you know what I'm saying? Team Studio, go ahead.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You're looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on. Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got room to rent. Room to rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the world.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I should really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Like I'm eating lunch off a styrofoam tray.
Yeah.
Trying to be the next rapper coming out the A. Hoping for a record deal to ignore my pain. Yeah. Now let's pretend like I'm on the stage. And when my beat drops, everybody goes insane. Okay. And everybody know my name. And everywhere I go, people wanna hear me sing. Oh yeah. And I just dropped my new album. On the first week, I did 500,000. Gold in the spring and diamond in the fall.
Okay.
And then a world tour just to top it all off. And let's pretend like they call me the greatest.
Yeah.
Selling out arenas with big stages. And everybody love me and no one ever hated. Try to use imagination.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Let's pretend like this never happened. Like I never had dreams of being a rapper. Like I didn't write raps up in all of my classes. Like I never used to run away into the blackness now. Let's pretend like it was all good. Like I didn't live staring in the notebook. Like I did the things that I probably knew I should. But I ain't have neighbors, that's why they call it hood. Yeah, now let's pretend like I ain't got a name. Before they ever call me B.O.B. or A.K.A. Bobby Ray. I'm talking back before the mixtape. Before the videos and the deals and the fame. Before they ever want to pair me to Andre. Before I ever got on my space. Before they ever noticed my face. So let's just pretend and make wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
And it seems like yesterday, it was just a dream. But those days are gone, they're just memories. And it seems like yesterday, it was just a dream. But those days are gone.
Alright, let's pretend Marshall Mathers never picked up a pen. Let's pretend things were
with a pinch, no difference. Pretend he procrastinated, had no motivation. Pretend he just made excuses that were so paper thin they could blow away with the wind. Marshall, you're never gonna make it. Makes no sense to play the game, there ain't no way to win. Pretend he just sat outside all day and played with his friends. Pretend he even had a friend to say was his friend. And it wasn't time to move and schools weren't changing again. He wasn't socially awkward and just strange as a kid. He had a father and his mother wasn't crazy as shit. And he never dreamed he could rip stadiums and just lazy as shit. A talent show in the gymnasium. You want him out the quit daydreaming, kid. You need to get your cranium checked. You're thinking like an alien, it just ain't realistic. Now pretend pain just make him angry with this. And there was no one he could even name when he's pissed it. And his alarm went off to
what?
Your body's so warm. I wanna feel it all on me. Girl, your body's so warm. I wanna feel it all on me. Girl, you're so sexy. Sexy. Girl, you're so sexy. Sexy.
Oh,
I'm cold, but your body's so warm. If you really need someone to put it on, put it on me.
Put it on me.
Put it on me.
And do a little slow wine.
So
body in it. Ooh, show me what you got, show me what you got. I'm burning, baby, you're making me work it like you're supposed to. Cause I only feel the heat when your body's close to warm.
I'm just enjoying the city on my way to see Lush Radio and check out. I'm on my way to the office, Lush, so just hang in there. You already know your co-host on the way, and I just had to let you know you're doing that fantastic job with that Eddie L. Ness and Team ENT1, and I heard the joint jumping, so you already know. Eddie L. Ness, do your thing. We got you. So, yo, Lush, I'm gonna hit your phone when I'm downstairs. That's all I got to say. I'm hanging up right now. I'll be right there live in the building.
Was that
hot, son? Yes, it was hot. So warm and so hot. That's the song I talked about. That's the song I talked about last week. I talked about that one last week. You already know. I talked about that one last week. And I'm glad you played it. It sounds good. And that's how we do. So let's keep it moving.
Somebody's going to get some booty tonight off that song. Carlos, you
might better jump off. Yeah.
We want you to call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us what you think about So Warm. Rose, what do you think about So Warm? Is that hot?
It's hot.
It's steaming. Oh, my God. It's great. So Warm. I'm loving that. We're going to play another one from Eddie L. Ness, Hot or Not. It's with Kristen Dior. Just talking. We're going to play that in a second. Like I said, we're going to have Freddie Godson live in the building with us tonight on Lush Radio Online. Also, quick shout-out, Sano. Sano, you know, was a big promoter. He did a lot of big things for the Latin community. You know, he did a lot of things for SOB, you know what I'm saying? And he did a lot of things for a lot of artists to definitely put them out there. And, you know, they're going to do a tribute for him to commemorate him, a commemorative night. Performances by La Bruja, we had her in the studio, Junie NY, and Cortazno, and Nasty Plus, I don't even know how to say this name, T-Weapons, Equipo A, and Mr. Rio, and Thurston Howell, building, hosted by Papa Juby Altino and co-host D. Vasquez. DJ Bonus. Shout out to my boy DJ Bonus. He's going to be DJing at DJ King All Money. It's Tuesday, September 14th. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Show is at 9 p.m. Admission is $15. All proceeds from the door is going to Sino and his family's wife and children. For more info, call 243-494, and you can log on to www.sobs.com. It's located in 204 Van Brick Street, West Houston. And you can also take the one train or the AEF or whatever to Westport. You can take any one of them to Westport, and you'll go right there to SOBs. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace, Sino. You know what I mean? A lot of people miss you and everything like that. So shout out to Sino. And shout out to Cuff Castro. He came through with us and everything. You know, shout out to him. And shout out to my girl, Emma. And we got another song from your boy, Eddie Ellen. I don't know. I'm so excited because he gave us the So Warm and he got me all with the reggae. Dusty Wine. Dusty Wine. Give it to them. Give it to them. I'm ready to give it to somebody else. You know, but we wanna go into the next song, just talking with Christian Dior. Christian Dior comes at the end, but it's all Eddie Ellis. My boy can sing. So we're gonna go to that song and we wanna know what you think about it. Is it hot or not? Call in at 347-826-7722. So let's hit it. Well, we about to hit it in a second, so you chill. Okay, don't press me out. Give them one.
What up, what up, shorty? 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 What up, what up, shor
know what I mean? That was Jamoni and the L Ness. You know, they got teams going up and down the building. I want to know what y'all thought about that. Was that hot or not or lukewarm? Talk to us. Let us know what's popping. I want you guys to basically, you know, hit us up. We got caught up from the 347. 347, tell us your name and where you call us from.
Yo, I'm going to go over here because I got to get the car for Wifey right quick. Y'all can hey, I'm see y'all when I get down here. All right?
What? Who is this?
Hello?
Hello? You live on Let's Radio Online 347. What's good?
What's poppin'? You already know. Cheddar Boys Dome, Brooklyn, New York, Farragut Projects. You already know what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is,
man. What's up? What's up? You know your man. Where your man Fred the Godson? What's up?
Oh, Brother Godson is coming in a second. He's right here on his way, so he's about to be here. So stay on the line with us. He's about to be here live in the studio in a second, baby.
Oh, yeah, but that track was definitely what it was.
Oh, so you like the song? Was it hot?
It was hot. It was hot.
That's what's up, my dude. Put your Twitter out there and everything like that, my dude, because you know it's Follow Friday, baby.
Alright, you know, Cheddar Boss Don, CHEDDABOSSDON, you heard? Brooklyn, New York, I'm off this.
That's what's up, baby. Stand around with us, everyone will be live in the building. I think I got my co-host live in the building, Future Guru. I think he's gonna come through with me, you know what I'm saying, and come sit here and get this co-host thing popping off. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I know he's gonna be live in the building with me, Future Guru. You know what I'm saying? I know he's live in the building with me. We're going to get our co-host in. And he happened to wear purple. Isn't that a coincidence? He got purple on live in the building. So, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Future Guru 100? What's poppin'?
Hey, everybody. This is Phil Lush Radio Online. We here. Glad to be here. Just enjoying the city life. Shout out to Rose and everybody in the building. Emma. How you doing, Emma?
You know what I mean? We say, you know, getting our quick photo off. We both got purple on, you know what I'm saying? You know, we just doing our one-two. But you know what? You know who started all this mess? You know, Emma with her crazy self.
And I wasn't doing it.
But she got a purple shirt and purple socks. You know? Well, cool, man. You know, tell us, I know you got to hear some of the songs a little bit, so... With Eddie
L.
Ness, what you think about Eddie and you know, his style and what
he,
you know, what he's coming with?
It's definitely refreshing to hear some new music that could just be big on the radio. We're here to support it. So if y'all tune in, you want to hear more, it's just TNT1 right now all day. And there's a couple of tracks that's really just growing on me, you know, so you just keep... You know, just keep tuning in to what we're doing. It's more music, it's more entertainment, because that's really what it boils down to. Can hold the audience and captivate the audience with something new, something fresh.
And that's definitely what it is. That's definitely what it is. And I'm feeling the purple. And I know Emma's feeling the purple.
Right now.
I mean, I'm how you feel about who rocking purple today?
What a piece.
We got purple coffee, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do out here. So, I mean, cool. The other thing that I was going to talk about was, you know, so, I mean, if people want to call in 347-826-7722, if you want to talk about, we got another caller from the 857, how you feel about the So Warm and the Eddie L. Ness song, let us know. I think that's Buzzy 857, Boston. What up, Buzzy?
What's good, Lush? What it do?
Hey, nothing much. I'm glad to be Google live in the studio. When you coming to the studio, son?
Oh, shit, man. I think I might have to jump on that ASAP, man. I everybody making their appearance today, man. I caught a little bit at the beginning. Yeah, I mean, I heard y'all had, damn, man. I don't even want to say the wrong name. Cut Castro out there. I heard he was out there in the building.
He's still in the building with us and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Showed us mad love. You know what I'm saying, in the building, he came through with us, you know, Google's live with us, we're going to have Fred the Godson, he's on his way, coming and everything like that. Were you able to catch any of the music at all?
Nah, I mean, I called in and heard a little piece. I want to say it was like a reggae joint. I heard pieces of that. That wasn't too bad. But I've been on the move, so I've been like off and in, you know, trying to get in and show that love and still, you know, show that support at the same time. But I don't know if that was part of the heart or not. But from a little bit I heard on the reggae joint, it wasn't too bad.
So you think, did you get that
a
hot? That was so long. That's the new
joint
from Eddie
L.S. Oh, okay, okay. I mean, I hear from the beginning, I might have to get a replay, but for what I'm hearing, I give him an H, man. You know what I mean? Just off the bits I heard.
Yo, you can definitely get a lot of play in the club off that joint, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You know my motto. You see them girls shaking their little stanky ass to that.
I didn't say you were shaking my ass. You stupid.
Wow.
Wow. And it's
guy with the burning the Quran and stuff, you know, I mean, he's talking about he's trying to commemorate, you know, 9/11. But that doesn't seem like something positive. It seems like something negative. But how do you feel about that?
I don't think he should. Another group that will take serious action.
Yo, who is Van Fella over here? Like, he's chillaxing, yo.
I heard him. He said it like that last Friday. he was at the mellow last week.
No excuses. We're going to go ahead and bring in the call from 347
name is Jennifer. I'm calling from the Bronx.
That's what's up, Jennifer, man. So, are you calling in to shout out for the Godson, or you calling in just to tell somebody to get the fuck out of here? Tell
them why you're mad. I was calling. Yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out to him, and I was calling to give a shout-out to my boy, Cut Castro.
That's what's up. Shout-out to Cut Castro, man. That's what it is, baby. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Cut Castro. Shout-out to Cut Castro.
And a shout-out to y'all for doing y'all show. I've been listening, liking what I'm hearing and all that.
That's
from
what's the Bronx, up, baby. Too. Thank you for calling. Stay on the live with us, okay?
All right.
That's what it is. Okay, we live in the building right now, and, you know, we finally got the man of the hour live in the building, the one, the only, Francis Godson. It's live in the building. Whoa!
What's up?
I mean, what's up, man? What it do? It's an honor. It's a pleasure to have you live in the building with us, man. You know what I mean? Last time I told you I was going to fight you, right?
Oh,
that's it, right?
Yeah, I'm still cold.
That's what it is. Well, we love you, though, man. And you know, everybody is saying that you're about to be the next one, man. They saying you about to be the Fat Joe came out of the Bronx. They saying you the next leader of the Bronx, man. You know what I mean? That's a heavy title right there, man. You ready for that?
Yeah, you ready for that?
You know what I mean? And I got my boy Future Goon, my co-host, Lock the Bitch from Jersey.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
All day.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We live in the building, man. You got any shout-outs or anything before we get, you know, deep into the interview and anything?
No, sir. Shout out to the whole New York, but you know, Bronx, DBN, Blackbird Takeover, Let's Grow, Rome, everybody that's watching, shout out to y'all for having me. Let's, you know, refresh into it, man. I like it more. Yeah, let's do it.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Frederick Godson is a remarkable young man. His rhyme is retarded. Heavy hitters is behind him, hard body. He's getting crazy commercial rotation. Your man been in the streets love him. The whole Bronx got his back. He got the crazy song, So Crazy, right now.
So Crazy.
Collabos with Waka Flocka and Cam, who does that?
Yeah.
And he lives in the building with us.
Why not?
What it do? So, man, what started you, what made you, you know, get into the music business?
Rap, you know, hip hop and the streets and the block, everything coincides with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can't explain it, but, you know, I'm just sort of putting the words together, you know, and once you find out it could be a business and your talent can make you money, it just makes you. This is something I like to do, you know what I'm saying? Started off as a hobby, now it looks like it's going to be a job for a little while.
Hey, it's going to be a job the way you're moving, man. So, but you know, another thing I want to ask you, you know, being an independent artist, you know, we deal with a lot of adversities and stuff, just the industry in general. What do you feel is the hardest adversity that you had to face being in the music industry?
I mean, when you come in and you're independent, you ain't on yet, you still go through the things where, I mean, you can always. Like me personally, I know I always had songs that was better than 90% of the stuff that I heard on the radio, you know. But when you're independent, it's hard to let the people hear, because you know the radio only plays with the label ones and everything. And right now, just everything lined up perfectly. God got my back, and right now I'm number 26. On Hot 97, that's getting the most spins, and I'm the only one on that whole media base with no deal.
Wow. Wow. Where did you hear that? Somebody talk to me right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Call at 347-826-7722. Be live right now with your boy, Fred the Godson, live in the building, man.
Yeah.
But I'm going to throw it over to my co-host, Future Guru 100, live from, you know, coming in from Jersey. And then we're going to go to some callers in a quick second. Boo-hoo, you got a question for Fred the Godson?
Definitely, dude. Just appreciating his time and his speaking.
down, just visiting and see what we're doing and taking care of business and where we at with it. I just want to, talk about some of the challenges you may face with certain elements of the game once you get a deal and get into the game, like the producer that you lined up into the game and maybe publicists and people for street teams. Because if you're going to do this big, you got to have that. Yeah, you got to have that flavor out there. Flavor is a word that we can take it and say it's going to go away, because if you got it, you're going to go ahead and 100 with it.
That's
so just the challenges, you want to talk about some of the challenges for the producers and that element that you get into the line up the team.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like.
Yeah, because, like right now, you got your favorites, your producers, and you got your homegrown producers, and you got a lot of producers that come out of nowhere that just got that fire, and you don't know. So, it's like it's a battle. It's good competition. Like if all of y'all were producers and y'all was going on my team, it's like it's crazy. It's not saying that y'all gotta beat each other out, but y'all do at the same time. I'm only gonna rap on the best.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's like you gotta go at each other, and whoever lives that single lands that single. So that's how it goes.
Definitely. We're gonna go ahead and bring in some callers real quick. That's live on the line. We got a caller from Rose. Who we got on the line with us right now? We got 619 live in the building. 619, you got a question for Fred the Godson. What to do, baby? Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Ebony, you guys. I was just calling in to offer my support to the show today and also just tell, our guests that, keep doing what you're doing. I'm hearing the show. I heard what you were talking about, and that's basically what it is. That's what you need to do when when you have a passion for something. So I just wanted to just touch bases with you guys and give you a big ups and tell you I love y'all.
That's what it is. She's actually calling in from California, showing us love right there.
Hi, Ebony.
Hi.
Natalie, hi.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
We love you, Ebony. That's what it is. We got another caller live on the line. Okay, that's what it is. Call in at 347-826-7722 if you want to talk to Fred, the godson. So, Fred, another question I want to ask you, man. Before we get in deep into it, give everybody a Twitter, all that information, websites, and all that
jazz. I mean, everything's at Fred. Everything's Fred the Godson, correct spelling, FREDTHEGODSON, at Fred the Godson, Twitter, Facebook, Fred the Godson, MySpace, Fred the Godson. The website is in the works now. It should be up like in another 2 weeks.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, FreddieGodson.com.
At least you're working on it, because I got a lot of independent artists, man. They just, they don't even want to do it. They like to make website. All I'm saying is it's my thing. But at least you're getting and you're working on it.
Yeah, today, a little while ago, I just got a tweet and a text. I mean, Hip Hop Bookie that just came out today.
Wow.
In the next The Blow session, section, so.
Congratulations on that, man.
That's a big thing right there. Yeah.
I mean, you're doing it real big, man, on the independent level. I'm about to show us off a little bit.
Come on, baby.
For real, man. So, man, I mean, you just, like, everybody says you have a remarkable voice. It's like, you don't sound like nobody in this world at all. Where did you develop that whole style and your delivery from, yo?
It's a mixture because I suffer from asthma as well.
I have asthma too.
Yeah, so I think it's that. Like, I can't tell you it's all the way, but I mean, when I first started rhyming, to hold, like, to go far, because every time I be rhyming, in ciphers and out in the streets, I try to go like 100 bars, 150 bars, so you gotta try to find a way to maneuver through that because, I suffer from bad asthma. So, in the midst of doing that, everybody's calling me unique, but I just call
you. You like just say ass.
My single, man. Yeah.
I feel you, my dude. I definitely feel you. So let's talk about So Crazy. It's blowing up the airwaves.
So Crazy.
Everybody's losing their mind about this song.
Yeah.
Everybody wanna know who the hell is the producer of that track. Yeah. And what's going on with that joint? You did a collab with Waka Flocka and Kent. What's good, my dude?
Yeah.
Let the people know what's good.
All right. Well, the producer of the track is my man, my team, Street Fabulous. Oz, my man from France. They're crazy, yeah.
Bonjour.
Wow. Everything they do, so Oz is one of my team, so I actually had that beat since 2005.
Wow.
They're crazy.
What made you pick it? What made you decide to say that this was the year to go for?
You know, we was in there, and once I got everybody's attention, when I just threw out the ghetto spread,
mm-hmm.
I started getting on X amount of people records, the online presence started picking up, and Get 'Em Fresh hit the airwaves,
mm-hmm.
I-97-105.1, then we had everybody's attention. It was
mm-hmm.
like, now what single we going to go with? So Get 'Em Fresh, we just threw it out there just so people say Get 'Em Fresh so they can just know the name.
Mm-hmm.
And then we was just thinking one night, and I was just like, you know, we going with my old joints, and then when I played that, I just rewrote it, pushed the floor up a little bit, and just threw it out, and everybody went crazy.
Yo, that is retarded. That song is
mm-hmm.
retarded. Everybody's going crazy over it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we got a caller, another caller live on the line. You ready to take another caller?
Let's do it.
We got a caller from the 857. I think we got Boston live in the building. We still got, 857 is gone. Well, we want to go on and, you know, we definitely want to know, you know, what's up with the ladies, man? The ladies want to know what to do, you know what I'm saying? What do you have for the ladies? You know, you got some songs coming out there for
the ladies. I got something crazy for the ladies. I got like a good 10 records for the ladies, but
right,
if it was up for me, I'll go.
You didn't check it out here?
Nah, I wish I could throw like 5 records out at once,
uh-huh.
but, you know, it's one at a time, and it's just political, and
I understand.
But I have something. I have great, especially with me and my man Remo, the hitmaker, the one who produced Dancing On Me.
Okay.
And he's in house with us as well. So I got some. You know what, man? I'm inviting y'all to the studio.
Wow!
I'm inviting the whole.
Wow!
Show. I'm gonna let y'all hear some records. So when y'all come up here, when y'all shoot the and I'm not here, y'all can be like, listen, Brendan Ryan,
wow.
You know, and he had. Fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm inviting the whole set to the studio.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah. My studio opened 24 hours, big. There's like 300 people in there. We got 2 rooms. We got a lounge. We got flat screens everywhere. Y'all can do whatever y'all want. I'm inviting y'all.
Yo, exclusive. So crazy right now.
So crazy, the Bronx, baby.
We gonna go over there and we gonna go visit. We gonna come into his household.
Lockwork.
You know what I'm saying? And go and say what up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Show him that love. So y'all heard that.
Yeah.
So straight up there on the block where they do that at. Only live on Lush Radio Online.
Right.
Live out here. Team Studios. You already know what it is, man. The other thing I want to ask you, man, you've been featured on Triple XL Magazine and, you know, World Style Hip Hop, you know what I mean, all the major, you know, media outlets,
yeah.
man. How was it hard for you? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, World Style, you know how they are, man.
They crazy.
You know, they be wilding on prices and stuff, unless you're doing, you know, real. So how was it, you know what I'm saying, with just getting on WorldStar? And how did you feel when you first got this joint on WorldStar?
I mean, I was, to be honest with you, even on the grind on the come up,
uh-huh.
I was always on WorldStar, but,
mm-hmm.
like, not by, like, choice. I'll make something, I'll throw something on my YouTube channel, and before it even load up, it got on WorldStar.
Uh-huh.
It was on WorldStar, but now, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna see a sugar coat. I'm not gonna get over it.
Yo, let's get the fuck out of here,
Friday. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. Like, when I was gonna come up, it was nothing.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm popping, and they still was like, they want 800.
They wild.
Throw it up.
I'm not crazy. I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yo, yeah. Just fuck out of here, Friday. Get the fuck out of here.
If you're tuning in right now, we're live with your boy, Fred the Godson. He's live in the field, live in the studio, man. And we getting it in, man.
Yeah.
Fred, man, tell us about the new projects, everything that's going on. What do we got to look for right now?
Well, I got the mixtape coming out. DJ Drama, Gangsta Grill, with Big Runs, Reloaded Joint. So
that's going to
be crazy. Yeah. That's next. And I'm working on an album as well right now. I got a joint dropping with a street joint, dropping with Styles P.
Wow. So
a little different. And I got my next single, The Secret. I wish I could tell y'all.
I wish you could. It's, I mean, what do I got to do for you to release that?
Yeah.
You know we planned it. We just trying it out, man. You know it's all planned. Google, you got another question for Uncle Freddy Godson?
Yeah, basically, man, just on the show, like how you big with coming out and people shows lining it up, like you know when you get to that.
Yeah, they already, it's coming now. I got a promotion. Yeah, we getting all that together now. I got a joint on the 16th. I'm going to tear it down to Connecticut. I'm doing two after parties after the J joint, Eminem, Yankee Stadium joint. So it's going to be crazy. Like, it's a whole bunch lined up October, all the way in November. They're already booking me up. So I'm going to be tearing down a lot of buildings. In the next
wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You're going to be shooting in another week and a half or so, flying to Atlanta and shoot the video, the remix for Walking Camp, so it's going to be crazy.
Oh, that's crazy. The other thing I want to ask, you know, since, you know, Joe was, like, basically the big one, you know, I'm going to ask, you know, later on, you know, Joe came out, you know, out of the Bronx, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The first one.
Shout
out
to Joe.
You know, him and rest in peace, you know, Big Pun.
Yes.
But, you know, coming in there with that legacy, man, you know, how was that, like, how do you feel, like, when people say that to you, how do you feel?
It's crazy. You know, it's crazy for Joe to give it up to me, because
he has a lot of respect for you, man.
You hear Roland's friend, you know, you don't have a problem with Joe, you know, Joe's a hater, Joe's this. I mean, whatever Joe got with anybody else, I don't know. I can't call him. I wasn't there. I don't know anything. I know with Freddie Godson, I put all right with me. I mean, I met him on Green Latin the first day. Less than 24 hours later, he was in my video. You know, he just came. He was supposed to go fly back to Miami. He just made a U-turn to come to the video. He
was wow.
Why you ain't tell me? I'm like, damn, like, so he came through, and from there on, every interview he did, everything he ever did on the internet, radio, the first person, the first few people who shout out to me. He always said Freddie Godson's holding it down. Yes, he's next.
Wow.
I think, you know, I mean, I'm flat, man. I'm just working, and that right there.
Wow.
I almost had to change my fit to a size 9.
I feel, man, that's a big compliment right there coming from Joe, you know, and Joe don't just, you know what I mean, co-sign everybody, you know that, you know, so I mean, that's definitely big respect right there, you know, and, you know, what are some of the things you're doing out there to, like, give back to the community and stuff? Oh, you're
intensive. Yeah, we got a lot of things, like, in the works, like some shows. Everything. You want to get to that stature where you can fill up a building and you can give. Because me, everybody knows, everybody that knows me know I'm a giving person. I give it all. Like, I'll give too much. Like, I'll mess up the venue. You'd be like, let's do a show. I'm like, yeah, yo, we donated 100%. I'll put anything out, you know, but... You know, hopefully, in the near future, God willing, I can pack up the garden and just give back, especially to the Bronx. A lot of things I want to give back to. Like, some of these I went to when I was young, with the PAL, and things like that. So, you know, hopefully everything will work. So.
I think, you know, God willing, and I really think that God definitely has your side, because, I mean, you've been working really hard, and, I mean, you're a real humble dude, you know. And, you know, a lot of artists, they get, you know, because you're speeding up into the big superstarness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you're very humble, and I respect that about you. You know what I mean? And,
Now, people get mad about me about that because, you know, people still hit me.
Yeah.
I changed my number. A lot of people, you know, and then they'll ask me, yo, I want you to do my show. Can I get a verse? Of course, my nigga, you're my man. As soon as I get off that phone, and, so what are you doing? You can't do that no more. You not regular friends no more. I'm like,
How hard is it for that transition?
It's hard. It's hard for me. Because if it was up to me, I'll give everybody a verse, whoever wanted to do their show. I'll come through. If it can benefit somebody, it's me. It's my work. It's not like I got to go get something special for somebody to bring it back. It's just me. It's just acting fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to see what you do on this track. And that's easy for me, but, I mean, I'm dealing with a machine right now, and I'm just going to do it like this.
That's what it is. We got two callers live on the line. We got a caller from the 646. 646, tell us where you're calling from and what's your name you're live with. Friend, your godson.
Me?
Hello?
Hello? I just wanted to know if Cut Castro was on the radio.
No, Cut Castro is off the radio and stuff, but you can tell us the name of where you calling from. We got Fred the Godson live in the building right now.
Castro's in the building.
He's
chilling. He's all right, though.
I'm so sorry. I am from the 646, but I'm calling from Orlando, Florida, because that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, that's what it is, but do you want to ask a question for Fred the Godson since he's live in the building right now?
No, sorry.
Okay, thank you for calling. Stay on the line with us. We have caller 917. Okay. So, yeah. I'm sorry, man. We love y'all and everything, callers, but you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to call on the top and catch me on here, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all call late and all that, y'all got to get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. For real, definitely, man. But call that 347-826-7722. So, can I ask you for something real quick? A big favor?
Mm-hmm.
We need a Lush Radio exclusive. You know what I'm saying? You want to go in for us real quick? Small joint. A little joint. We don't have to give a whole verse. Small joint. A little
joint. I suppose?
Yeah, I propeller straight off. Back in the day, how you used to.
It's Fred. It's just the gift he ends. These bars give hope like I wrote the book of Corinthians. One pair of Olympians, now I round circles through the USA. I'm an Olympian. My vision was vivid being the Caribbean. I had no will. Guess he was visiting Vivian. If I gotta bring it back to when Biggie was with Diddy, then I'm gonna run in New York City to the Caribbean. It's Fred, TBN. If I died in a tsunami, niggas still ain't seeing him. The flow serious, no. Don't be oblivious, so. Nothing mysterious, show you what kind of deal is this. My man fishing for a transition, gram in the pan of a Japan kitchen, pay attention. Godson, there'll never be another. I'm so ahead of my time, I'm babysitting my mother. Everything moves Like if the somebody in the Bronx popping, the one of the whole ass is popping for some reason. Everybody, everything in the Bronx.
Yeah. For real, definitely. I think we got a call from the 240-240. You locked in the building on Us Radio Online. Tell us your name and where you call from. That looks like the DMV. With the man Freddie Godson. What it do, baby? 240. Don't be scared to talk at all. I'm not gonna bite you just a little bit. I like to nibble. What up? All right then. On to the next one, like Jay-Z said. You know what I mean? So we ain't here getting photo ops and everything, you know. But Fred, I just want to throw it over there to my co-host. Guru, you got any more questions? Any final thoughts with Fred?
Yeah, definitely, man. I just want to say keep going with you, going despite on that buzz effect. It's like really, like we support each other right now. Everybody's seeing that buzz pop off, man. That coming through and supporting us, we just definitely appreciate it. Man. I see. Boy, T, y'all sign up with T, who got some Twitter credit.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to say something like that there. Yeah. And that's how we do, man. Just I'm online in the industry. We got the Lush Girls International. That's support what y'all are doing. That's how we do. We bring you right back there on the head, man. We support big things because we looking up there. We looking up there, like I say, being on top. That's we online type for.
Let's do it.
That's our body.
Yes, sir.
You know, already on day from Jersey, right?
So.
We're going to go into a song in a few seconds and stuff. But I want to touch on some, you know, politics, some topics, you know, out there. You know, with commemorating 9/11, you know, that's coming up. Where were you at when you heard the news about 9/11?
Was in the house.
How did you feel? How old was you at that time?
Four.
You was 4 years old? How did you feel? Was it bad? It was amazing. Yeah. So how did you feel about that? Like, I mean, was it pandemonium? Because even though we're young, we still remember some of the things that happened. What was how was that pandemonium for you?
It was crazy. I was matter of fact, I remember vividly. I was watching a Amanda Lewis show.
Uh-huh.
It was on Channel 11, and it just went off. I was talking on the phone with my man, and he was working on a white phone bridge at the time.
Uh-huh.
He said, yo, Fred, man, you know the World Trade, the smoke coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as he said it, Amanda Lewis show went right into the news.
Uh-huh.
And I seen the smoke coming out of it, and I seen an explosion of it, but I didn't know at the time there was another plane in it.
Yeah.
But then when I went downstairs, there was people, it was crazy.
It was crazy.
You know the streets, they whatever they know, they remix it. It was like, yo, a plane just hit Statue of Liberty. A missile just hit Manhattan. Y'all was like, what? Yo, they had, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was pandemonium, and I know they shut all the, like, you know, communication and everything, because I remember when I was trying to call New York, all the phone lines were straight dead.
You wasn't there? Where you was
at? No, I was down in the DMV. I was actually still in the military. I just got out of, you know, my training and everything, and I saw the planes, and I was like, yo, you about to go to war, and then I had to go to the war. I was the first couple of troops that we went out there to Iraq. It was crazy.
Oh,
I'm a veteran, baby.
Oh, wow.
But I went through nothing. All
right.
But you know what? But another question. People want to ask, how did you get that collabo with Waka Flocka and Cam'ron?
Well, Cam is my man. You know what I'm saying? I never asked him for a favor before, and I've been a big fan of his and knew him for years.
Uh-huh.
So once I was at a video shoot with him, and my dude's from Boston. And they told me to come through, so Cam was sitting on the bench, and then I went over to say, what up, to your friend? I told him, the radio was fired. You know, I need you for the remix. He was like, all right, you need to tell Sean Perez, just send it over, and I got you. And then my man Sean Perez is in charge of my, in charge of everything. He knew people who runs the whole Waka Flocka movement, so
okay.
He just asked me, he's like, your friend, what you want? What do you want? I was like, let's get Waka.
And shout out to the whole 17, the whole British squad.
Yeah,
shout out to my boy Frenchie and all that. Waka.
Frenchie, what up?
You already know what it is, man.
Lazy K Murder.
Yeah, Lazy K Murder. That's my fan right there. You already know. Lazy K Justin.
Yeah.
Definitely. We support them. That's our family right there.
That's fine.
You know, but Man, I'm just really proud of you, man. It's an honor having you here with us. You know, and you know, this is your home, man. Whenever you feel like it, you know what I'm saying, you can come through and rock with us and do whatever you want to do, man. It's your home, man.
Studios at 752 East 100th. 37th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got room for rent. Room for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Wrong, wrong.
Friend of Godson just tagged the wall. I'm feeling so happy. I'm so satisfied. He's just such a wonderful person. We got callers. Callers, make your questions real quick because we're wrapping it up with Friend of Godson. We got callers from 347. 347, you're live on Lush Radio Online with
Freddie
Godson. Tell us your name and where
you're
calling from.
Yo, what's good? It's Cut
Castro. What it do, baby?
What's good? I'm chilling, man. What's good, Fred?
Anything good. Working. You already know, man, here on Lush Radio.
Yeah, you know, we both working out here. I'm just giving you a shout-out, man. I feel what you're doing, and I know we about to take over. Shout-out to Lush, man, the whole movement. Let's make it happen.
Definitely. Thank you.
That's not a problem, man. Push.
All right, man. We got another caller from 917. Live from the building. What up, 917? Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Yo, what's poppin'? What's good? This is J.O. You already know, Emma. What's poppin'?
What it do?
Yo, y'all already know. I'm just showing love in the Bronx. You already know. Big Dog Pit Bulls. You already know. What's poppin', Fred?
Yes, all day. What up, boy?
Chilling, my brother. I just seen the tweet you was up there. I wanted to call you already and show you that love. You already know.
Thank you. I appreciate it 100%, boy.
Yo, come through the Mimosa tonight. We in there. Sessions is there and all that. You already know.
All right, you already know. I'm trying to stop by.
Peace.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
What's up, boy? My man.
I'm calling from the 646. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with your man, Fred, the Godson. What it do, baby?
All right. Hey, yo, what's up? This is Oak from Newark.
Yo, what up, boy? Newark in the building. What up, baby?
What's up, bro? How you?
Anything good. Working, grinding.
Listen, man. Listen, you know what I'm saying? The single is crazy. I seen the video you did on World Star with Ron Browse and Maino. The shit was off the chain. My brother, you unstoppable right now.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate the love 100%, boy.
Nah, for real, you already know, man. Keep what you doing. Keep them haters few and let them all smell your exhaust fumes.
Okay? Oh, wow.
Much love, y'all, for real.
I'll put that in the rap.
Real talk, yeah. I think I'm going to end that right there on a good note. Ciao.
That's what's up, man. Ciao. We appreciate you, man. That's what it is, man. We're going to go into Lush Radio Live with Freddie Godson. Song, and you know, we definitely
want to,
Freddie Godson, you got any final thoughts, any salutes to the people out there? I don't know,
blast
shout outs.
I mean, thank you for following me. Thank you for showing me love, and I'm going to keep rapping. I'm trying not to ever let y'all down. Come with that heat, come with that fire. My man just said something that brought something back to my mind. Shout out to Ron Brown, shout out to Maino, that Wishing on the Star video I got with him that just hit World Star this week. And thanks a lot for everything. Ron Brown is really happy on the feature. Show love, man. Thank you. And they're going to kill me up here. She said something to me in a scoffing voice. And she got the ratchet in the back of me. Spread out, spread out, open me in the back. I don't know what's going on. But I'm introducing my song. So crazy. But it's so crazy on Lush Radio. It's your boy, Fred the Godson. Hold on, is this the remix or the original? It's the original, Freddie Godson. Shout out to my homie, Speed Fabulous, France, Oz, what up? So crazy, so crazy.
So crazy, 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 so crazy
me and my bitch. Iced tea, cocoa, white chain on that iced tea polo. Them white things, no, I get it for the load of. Think I'm stopping it up. Yo, Hov, am I rocking or what? Okay, well, DJ, I'm on the celly flowing. Tell Beyonce that my punchlines, I have Kelly rolling. Minute telly holding like four quarters. I'm about to go OT like that four quarters. Push water, figure you punks looking. No game real, I'm a nigga you want cooking. Just give me a mass apron and white hat, and I'll be right back. I gotta go.
So crazy, so
Once you twerking, I just stand here. Once you twerking, I just stand here. Once you twerking, I just stand here.
working, I just stay ahead of balance in this cup, cause I ain't tryna fill my dream.
On Lunch Radio Online, and we're right back with your man, Frederick Godson. Call us, last second, to ask Frederick Godson your last couple of questions before we get up out of here. So we got a call from the 646-646. What to do, baby? Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Get talking with your man, Frederick Godson. 646, what to do? All right, I guess you just want to breathe on the phone. Are you a stalker? Okay, you need to get the fuck out of here. All right. Let's get the fuck out of here Friday. Let us do us the honor and let who you need to let know and tell them why you met and tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here. Do the honor.
Damn, man, I don't know why I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Think
really hard. Dig real deep in your soul. Somebody that really, really, like, made you really mad. Or somebody that did some real shiesty or messed up stuff.
I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Live. On Lush Radio. Well, I ordered some food earlier, man. Motherfucker said I would come by and I'm starving, man.
Wow.
So, motherfucker at the restaurant, get the fuck out of here.
Wow. Get the fuck out of here. Cook my food on time, son. For real.
Yeah. Let's get him the fuck out of here.
That's what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, man. Make sure you go up on the www.lushradioonline.com. Make sure you check us out. Listen to us live. Be calling at 347-826-7722. Don't forget, we want to definitely shout out our boy Sano. Rest in peace. They're commemorating him at SOB, La Bruja Performing Live, Jason, Thurston Howell, Underdog, Equipto A, Mr. Rio, 950 Plus, T Weapons, Junie NY, and Cortez. Cortezno. It's Tuesday the 14th. My homeboy DJ Bone is going to be live in the building. DJ King All Money, hosted by Papa Ju Altino, and co-hosted by D Vasquez, September the 14th. Admission is $15. All proceeds is going to his wife and his children. It's on 204 Van Rick Street, West Houston. You can take the one train to order A, B, C, E, or F to West Fourth, and you'll find it right there. It's SOB. Basically, you know, rest in peace, Sano. You know, he did a lot of things for the Latin community to get a lot of artists on, so they definitely put on him. And Joel Ortiz, you know what I'm saying, he did a lot for him also. So shout out to everybody out there that's definitely coming to support that. And shout out to all of our sponsors, shout out to Team Studio, Team ENT, shout out to Elite Print, shout out to E2K Magazine, you know, we here, you know what I'm saying? If nobody told you they love you, we love you, Lush Radio Online, you know, we live in the building. 646, if you don't talk right now, I'm going to tell you to get the fuck out of here, okay? 646, you live in the building with your man, Frederick Godson, what to do?
Yeah, this is D-Block 209.
What's up?
Yes, sir. You know, I'm calling in on the check-in, supporting Big Bronx, you know, Hunts Point.
What's up? What's good, boy?
Yes, sir. Listening in, you know, promoting that music.
Yeah, you already know Lush Radio. I'm in here. They got me trapped. I'm supposed to bend left, but they locked me in here. They locked me in the door, so I guess I'll be here tomorrow, all right?
Like
around midnight,
we want lockdown. We got
jackals
on the
street, son. So what's on? I'll be spinning up, you know, my whole mixtape. Yeah,
word up. But we out of here. Lush Radio, we salute y'all. We love y'all, man. You know what I mean? We are the voice of the people. We are the people's voice, man. And we all do it for us. We do it for the people, man. And I think, you know, just because it is my show tonight, we might just go ahead and play crazy right now and end us off because I feel like it. And you know what I'm saying? All y'all haters out there, get the out of here.
Yeah.
So crazy, so crazy, so crazy, so crazy. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Right now.
I got it going.
So crazy, so crazy.
I got 'em going.
So crazy, so crazy.
I'm living for the
right now.
white chain on that icy polo. Them white things know I get it full of load up. Banks are stopping it up. Hey, yo, Hov, am I rocking or what? Okay, well, dear Jay, I'm on a celly flown. Tell Beyonce that my punchlines, I have Kelly rolling. I'm in a telly hauling like four quarters. I'm about to go OT like time four quarters. Porsche water, figure you punks looking. No game real, I'm a nigga you want cooking. Just give me a mad apron and white hat, and I'll be right back. I gotta go.
So crazy, so crazy.
I gotta go.
So crazy, so crazy. I'm
living for the
right now, right now.